3.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Yes, and the Crazy Boys are back on AM. It's Will and back as Stephen Pickford and special guest Art Moskowitz in studio. Welcome back to Travel World here on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Good morning, Stephen Pickford here, back from beautiful Arizona, the Valley of the Sun, Scottsdale. I spent the 5 days earlier this week out there, and we'll be talking later on in the show with Vic Phillips and Cynthia Fodor, who were there with me. Flew out there on Midwest Express, touched upon that a little bit last week, and right on time. And this is an airline that where service still means something. Beautiful leather seats, wide seats, two and two seating. It's business class seating all the way. They go through the Milwaukee hub, which is so uncongested. Well, they were canceling lots of flights due to weather in Chicago. Service was pretty well on time during the this week's stormy weather through Milwaukee. When you get off one plane, you're right near the other gate. There's no running to from Terminal A to Terminal C. I think you can get from one end to the other in Milwaukee in like 3 minutes. We flew on the new Fairchild Regional Jet, which they're the launch customer. They've got five in the fleet, just got delivered within the last couple of months. A single seat on one side, two seats on the other. You take off and you're at 15,000 feet within like 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a quick
very
climb.
Powerful climb, but you know, you're not so strapped back in your seat like you figure you're taking a rocket launcher.
Too bad.
I think I probably make more money out of that one. But you've got nice snack service. You've traveled on Midwest Express in the past.
It was great. Even when we were flying on one of their older airplanes, the old DC-9s, they completely revamped the inside. It's totally, completely first-class seating. And their service is unbelievably great. They're friendly. They're great people. What you hear in the background, of course, is our special new guest. Host, yes, Christina Moskovic, making her radio debut here.
So
on
you are
Liberty
listening
Works.
To history being made today on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
In about 20 or 30 years, the trivia question is going to come out. When did Christina get her start in radio? And, of course, it'll be right here on Travel World.
Right here on our program. Midwest Express, they served for the snack, for example. It was a fresh fruit plate with five jumbo shrimp and, of course, their legendary baked on board chocolate chip cookies that melt in your mouth.
Oh, yeah? Baked on board?
Baked on board.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Nice and hot with the chocolate chips just still melting. And they serve you two or three of your choice from a little serving tray. And that is the dessert. So this is
as opposed to
what's the stewardess wearing while she serves it to you?
Clothes.
Clothes, yes. It is.
But no, but seriously, as opposed to some airlines.
Oh, a soggy sandwich on a paper plate. They serve it on china plates. This is real glass. For the utensils, it's silver utensils. You had unlimited wine with your meals. They serve champagne. This is first-class service, and you don't pay any more to fly Midwest Express, so why would you fly anybody else? You've got a lot of Wisconsin-based companies like Altera Coffee Roasters and Capital Brewery, and they serve the Racine Danish Kringle aboard. These are typical Wisconsin baked goods.
We went to Altera Coffee Roasters when we went down to Milwaukee in 1998.
They're the official company for Midwest Express Coffee.
Yeah, I love Milwaukee. What a beautiful, clean town to go to, and we hope to go back again. But Midwest Express is the best service I've seen.
Yes, by far. It's the best care in the air, as they say, and their phone number is 1-800-452-2022. Also, while we arrived, we took our car from Hertz this time, checked out their never-lost Magellan GPS global positioning system.
Really? What's that like?
Very easy to use, but first, take a few moments to learn how to use it before you leave the lot.
It'll tell you you're in South Africa when you're in Scottsdale?
You can push in for the local attractions, how to get back to Hertz. They have a quick spell function, so you can enter the name of the street and just easy scroll down instructions. If you know where you're going, like everything in Scottsdale is off of Scottsdale Road, especially at night, you don't know what streets are coming up. It will tell you you're coming up to Dynamite Boulevard, so you know to turn right.
Good God, Dynamite Boulevard?
Dynamite Boulevard.
That's neat. And you'd think it was the year 2000 or something. She was.
This is, no. It'll say searching for satellites. Like if you're in an underground parking lot, it can't find the satellites. So it's searching for satellites. Come out in the
searching for satellites.
Outside of the garage, and then you found the satellite, it'll tell you automatically where you are. And of course, you're going on a new street that hasn't been built, it looks like you're going through a field. But this is a very easy to use, and Hertz also has their new airport shuttle buses, which, you know, we've taken airport shuttle buses where you have to put your luggage on your knee because they're so small. These are full-size 40, 45-foot buses.
You're serious?
You got no steps to get in.
Like the lowriders.
Lowriders, and you get
like
in.
Like the Nova buses.
Nova buses.
But these ones work.
and they're air-conditioned. You can also get printed out instructions to your destination, how to get back to the location. Hertz, probably of all the companies that we have used, makes it easiest to get around in a city with very detailed instructions.
What kind of car was it that had this GPS in it?
This was a white Ford Taurus. It's only put in cars.
That's it. It was a Ford Taurus, like an ordinary
car. Costs around $5-6 a day more. We're going to be learning
Just $5 or $6 and you got this.
You've got this whole system. We'll be talking to Lauren Garvey next week from Hertz as to how the whole system works, but it's well worth it. Hertz at 1-800-654-3131. And we also tested out a brand new hotel, a first new hotel to have opened in Scottsdale in 10 years. I mean, major resort. This is the Four Seasons Scottsdale Resort at True North, True North is rated as the top golf course in Arizona.
We all do appreciate the True North Strong and Free, right?
Yes, and Four Seasons, a Canadian-owned company, Izzy Sharp, out of Toronto. It opened only in mid-December, December 22nd. Around half of their rooms are open now. They're coming on X number each week. They're in casita style, eight rooms per unit, so it's not a high-rise 200-room hotel.
What style is it? Casita?
Casita. It fills into the side of the mountain in the desert, southwestern style. They have a desert trail walk on site. You can see the night sky. They give you instructions on where to look for the celestial systems. Some of the suites have a telescope. Very, very quiet because you're out in the country, and it is something just to look out the window as the sun rises, and then you have a beautiful swimming pool, all 3, 4, 5 feet, 86-degree water, 104 degrees.
86-degree water?
Yes, you get out, and they bring you water.
And meanwhile, it was like minus 30, the wind chill factor.
In the northeast.
Yeah.
Also love the rooms because they had VCR, CD player, large bathrooms, a standalone shower, large patio with balcony to sit outside, coffee maker and toaster. I mean, this is a first-class hotel. Four Seasons, 1-800-332-3442. Try it out there. Shoeshine service and newspaper complimentary. They said we'll deliver it by 7 in the morning. I checked at 7:01. It was there. They deliver on their promises. And, of course, the in-room amenities, they give you the 100-milliliter and 100-gram size. These are French-milled soaps. Large
you get a
size.
Five-star treatment.
Five-star treatment. Four Seasons. Business Travel News names from 1998. Best hotel chain in the United States. And
following the break, we're going to have Vic Phillips.
Vic Phillips and Cynthia Fodor talking more about the Scottsdale travel experience. Stay listening to Travel World across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
And following the 30 break, we're also going to have Cynthia Fodor.
Cynthia Fodor and then Maria Paterik from the Convention Bureau. It's a Scottsdale show on Travel World.
There we go. We're rolling it now. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
If you sleep longer, you'll be more rested, right? No, and a hard mattress is better for a bad back. Wrong. Have you been losing sleep, believing these sleep myths? Do you want to find out the real facts about getting a good night's sleep guaranteed? Call the sleep specialist at Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-931-9977. You'll get a free Better Sleep video plus a free sample of the incredible material inside the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. This body contouring bed reduces the pressure points that can make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you experience back or neck problems, the Tempur-Pedic bed could offer unprecedented relief. relief. That's why over 25,000 doctors and sleep clinics recommend it. See for yourself. Call now for your free Better Sleep video and sample of the Tempur material at 1-800-931-9977. So don't rely on sleep myths. Get a great night's sleep guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-800-931-9977.
Do you want to get the best price on your prescription drugs? If you don't have a prescription plan or you're on Medicare, then listen to this. With the People's Prescription Plan, you get the lowest prices on your prescriptions, on the spot, at tens of thousands of locations nationwide. Members have already saved over $80 million simply by showing their membership card. For just $7.95 a month, you can use your card for everyone in your household. There are no claim forms. Plus, your entire family can also save up to 50% on prescription eyewear. Call 1-800-854-4800 and have your credit card ready. That's 1-800-854-4800. You get full family coverage, unlimited savings, and a money-back guarantee, all for just $7.95 a month. Call 1-800-854-4800 and get the lowest price on your prescriptions. That's 1-800-854-4800. This offer is brought to you by People's Benefit Services. It's available in most states. Your actual savings may vary.
The truth behind the income tax video was produced so you can finally understand how the American people have been hoodwinked into believing they are required to use a Social Security number to participate in government entitlement programs and to pay employment taxes. This must-see video is required viewing for those who are tired of big government draining the financial resources.
888-777-4515 for Vitamin Greens.
The boys are back here on Travel World with Will and Backus, Stephen Pickford, guest Art Moskovic in studio, and of course, special guest host Christina Moskovic, who is at a tender age of 3 years old, 2.5?
3 in April.
3 in April. Isn't that wonderful?
2/3.
April the what?
16.
April the 16th.
Yeah, she was born the same day as her mother.
Oh, my goodness. You know, that's funny. Eric's birthday is April the 5th, and so is Tammy, his mother. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, Amy was born April the 21st. I guess there wasn't much to do. We got Vic Phillips on the line.
Vic Phillips joins us now. He was one of the correspondents, our chief correspondent, who joined me down in Scottsdale. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. I'm still not over that trip. In fact, I'm so excited. You won't believe it. I just booked myself in for another 4 or 5 days back in Phoenix. I'm going to take my lady and head back down there because I visited all these great golf courses and I didn't get a chance to play. As you know, you and I visited the Princess Hotel, and it's the site of the Phoenix Open. The TPC golf course is located there, the TPC of Scottsdale. And I managed to take a look at the course as they're getting ready the preparations for the Phoenix Open in another week or so, and I found it totally fascinating. And we also visited the Troon Golf Club, which was located near our hotel, the Four Seasons Hotel, in the northern part of the area. And incidentally, golfing is not inexpensive. The Troon Golf Club, $240 U.S. to play a round of golf. That's a little bit beyond my pocketbook and yours too, Stephen. But
yeah, sometimes you have to save up.
There are enough golf courses there where you can play a game for $25, $30, different municipal courses. More than 200 golf courses in the Phoenix area. And, of course, one of the highlights of my visit, as I said, was the site of the Phoenix Open to take a look at that golf course and watch the preparations as they get ready for the tournament. It's interesting to note that some of the top golfers like Tiger Woods and the big names who appear on the scene on the PGA, they're housed at the main hotel and they're given suites.
Yeah, that's the Fairmont Princess right next to the course.
Right, and some of the others who are, say, in the bottom 10 or 15%, even though they're top golfers, but they're in the bottom 10 or 15% of the top tour pros. Maybe they haven't won much money in the last couple of years. They're placed farther away. They could be put in houses and apartments in the Phoenix area, and they have to make their way to the golf course each day. So it's interesting to note the class distinction between the stars and the non-stars. I guess it's like that in any industry.
You also visited a great golf store. If you're going down there for shopping for golf equipment, the Scottsdale area is the place to get it in celebration of golf.
Yeah, that was a great spot. And that's the actual name of the store, the Celebration of Golf. And golly, that store contains everything. There's a gentleman there who's making golf clubs right in front of you. They make golf clubs. Then they have a section called the Antiquities of the Game. And from the moment you walk through the door, you'll swear you've been transported to the old St. Andrews Village Antique Shop in Scotland. And they have, underneath the glass cases, authentic items chronicling the evolution of golf, right from its birth through its glory days between the First and Second World Wars. It was just a thrill. And then they have the Art of the Game, a whole room devoted to the art of the game. Beautiful paintings, reproductions, serigraphs, sculptures from around the world. Truly unbelievable. Then they have the Spike Shop. And that's just what it is. It's a shop with more than 800 pairs, 800 types of the finest men's and women's golf shoes available. And it includes a living room. I lost you for a while, Stephen. It includes a living room where you can sit down and just wander or sit down and enjoy coffee and cookies. It's all free. And there's a television set tuned to the Golf Channel. And that's where I found you just immersed watching some of the old tournaments.
They have everything on film. It's a real retailer's dream to walk into a store like that. It's a retailing concept that is sure to take off in other golf markets. The other fun thing about going to Scottsdale is eating outdoors. This time of year in the Northeast, it's so bitterly cold, but you can have 3 meals a day just sitting outdoors.
Oh, and that's what we did on our last day. Breakfast outside, lunch outside, dinner outside. And, I mean, you're living in Montreal, one of the coldest cities in the world. I'm in Toronto, probably the second coldest city.
And you've forgotten Winnipeg.
Yes, in Winnipeg. And Cynthia Fedor, who is with us down in Des Moines, Iowa. Oh, my golly. We've all picked the wrong places to live, I think.
And this is why at this time of year you want to go to a unique destination like Scottsdale, because it's the outdoors, whole feel to the area when you look at the desert landscape and the cactus and the whole flora and fauna. It is so unique, so different from other winter destinations like Florida.
Yeah, and you know, Stephen, one of the highlights, early morning last Tuesday, you and I took a walk in the desert, a trail walk. We were supposed to take a ride in the Hummer, and the Hummer didn't show up. So we decided to go for a trail walk in the desert, and we tried to identify the different types of cacti, I guess you call them. We were brave because we were told that the snakes were sleeping. At this time of year, I guess they're hibernating. So we were really brave. And we wandered out into the desert. Now, we're warned beforehand never to walk barefoot because there are a lot of scorpions around.
Oh, man.
Yep, so off we went. Stephen and I off into the desert. We walked and talked, and I had a little booklet there trying to identify the plants because there's tremendous plant life in the desert. And we were walking and walking. Then I got a little thirsty, and I said to Stephen, "Do you have any water with you?" We forgot to bring water. Now the desert.
You're in the desert, and you forgot to bring water.
The desert without water. And I, at that point, I think I saw a mirage. It was a mirage of women and cold beer. So we ran back to the hotel. We thought we got a little frightened. We thought we'd get lost, but we did. We found our way back to the bar at our at the Four Seasons Hotel, and managed to quench our thirst there.
And then we went for a good lunch right nearby at the Good Egg. This is a chain of restaurants. If you're into breakfast and lunch spots, they were on 10 locations in the greater Phoenix area, and you can sit outdoors on their terrace at the Carefree location, Carefree Boulevard and Scottsdale Road, and just take in the sight of the surrounding foothills and mountains and the desert topography and enjoy an omelet.
Oh, that's right. And then we went shopping, of course, and You know, I can't believe the number of items made with rattleskins. Rattleskin belts and wallets and purses. I didn't buy anything like that. I just bought a colorful belt for myself. And then that night we had dinner at the El Choro Lodge on Lincoln Drive. Do you remember that one, Stephen?
Oh, that's one of those Phoenix area institutions. People who return to the area year after year go to the El Choro Lodge because it's one of the few major restaurants in that part of the city that is not attached to a resort. So this is independently owned and operated. Joe Miller, who started there back in the 50s as the daytime bartender, bought the restaurant in the 70s, and he's right there hands-on as your host. And again, an outdoor terrace and a variety of foods from beef to pork to a whole variety of southwestern style cuisine.
Yeah, Joe Miller's quite a character, as you say. He started off as the bartender, and it could only happen in America. No doubt it couldn't happen in Canada. He started as a bartender. Within a couple of years, he owns one of the finest restaurants in the United States. Now, he's an avid golfer and a great storyteller who wanders from table to table. That's his raison d'etre. He just loves to go and talk to people, and he sat down with us for a good hour and talked about golf. He gave me some tips on how to get out of sand traps. A real character.
A character, and you've got to, when you're at the El Choro Lodge, ask for their famous sticky buns. They serve them as part of the bread tray that you get, but if you're nice to Joe, he'll send you packing with some sticky buns for the road.
And really?
A great breakfast dish, sticky buns.
One of the finest, talk about eating, one of the finest treats I had there was a goat's milk chocolate sundae at the Phoenician Resort. It beats any dessert I've ever had. And, of course, my main meal that night was blackened sea bass, New Orleans style.
One of the finest meals that we've ever had, yes.
I've never eaten as well as I have in Phoenix. Phoenix has everything going for it. Besides climate, nice people, a fairly low crime rate around the area, great golf courses, and restaurants that would compare with any in Toronto, New York, or Los Angeles. Truly a great city.
And, of course, the shopping, we also walked around the Scottsdale Fashion Square, which is right downtown, 225 stores. But there's also other smaller communities where you can go shopping, like a Carefree, where they actually have an easy street to take in some of the local crafts and artisans.
Easy Street.
Easy Street in Carefree. And Frontier Town in Cave Creek. That's just around 10, 15 minutes northwest of the Four Seasons Resort.
And different types of shopping too, because I mean, if you're a person, a wealthy person, well, of course, at the Scottsdale Plaza, I mean, there's stores like Nordstrom and Neiman Marcus, upper scale, Saks Fifth Avenue.
Lots of great shopping.
Then at other shopping centers, there's JCPenney and Sears and Mays and all these
Lots of great places in Scottsdale. Vic Phillips, thanks for sharing your comments with us. And we'll be talking to Cynthia Fodor when we return on Travel World Across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Coming to us via satellite. Let's roll it.
Across America via satellite.
Comes in the Banshee.
What the hell is a Banshee?
Help.
Travel World Radio Show.
This is Liberty Works Network.
Brought to you by the ICAR Gold Class Professionals Program and this station.
Welcome back to Travel World and Cynthia Fodor's theme song, Maniac, because she's from Pittsburgh. Cynthia, welcome to Travel World. I'm here with Stephen and Art Moskovic, our newest addition to the show, and guest host Christina. How you doing, Cynthia?
I'm great. How are you, Willem?
Doing just fine.
I missed you on this trip.
Yeah, it's too bad. Is Jake still talking about Hudson Foga?
Oh, he is. He wanted to know if Hudson Foga was going to be on the radio this morning.
Oh, I hope so. When's his birthday?
Jake's.
Yeah, not Hudson Folk.
What was that?
Hudson Folk. May 12th.
May 12th.
Yeah, right.
How about that?
Send him a birthday card.
You better believe it. Well, hope all is well with you and Danny, and I hear that you and Steve and Vic had a great time down in Scottsdale.
Oh, I think we all fell in love with the Scottsdale area.
Really?
Oh, it's just magical. And, of course, this time of year, to be somewhere where it's 80 degrees, warm breezes, clear blue skies every single day.
Oh, tell me about it.
It's just wonderful. I mean, we were at the Four Seasons one morning. We woke up at early in the morning, about 7, to the most beautiful sunrise I've ever seen in my life, right outside on the patio. Just streaks of orange and pink, and what a way to wake up and walk outside and feel the fresh, clear air, warm air. It was great.
And then, of course, you treated yourself to a spa treatment at the Four Seasons, their brand new spa.
Oh, my.
Oh, and that's wonderful, too. And I guess, as you probably know, a lot of the great escapes in Arizona offer golf and for the men and spas for the ladies, or vice versa. But they
Good grief, Cynthia. You're out-steving Steve.
<Uh-oh>. Well, they have a 12,000-foot spa. They're brand-new equipment.
Wow.
You can go work out in the fitness room. Or, which I didn't want to be inside because it was so beautiful, they have hiking trails, they have a 6-mile jogging trail through the desert and up through the mountains that you can follow. And then they offer a number of treatments, hundreds of different treatments, some that I'd never heard of before. And of course, being adventuresome and trying to find and do something different, I chose to have the stone massage, which is a massage that was originated by the Native Americans, and they use the healing energies of stones, putting hot stones all over your body on the muscles that need to relieve the tension the most. And they have toe stones for between your toes, and then they use these hot stones in their palms of their hands to massage you as well. And it was a wonderful experience. I had never heard of it.
It's getting hot in here, Cynthia.
Yeah.
Just the thought of those stones warming up the body, that's something something that is very different that you have to experience when you're down at the Four Seasons. The thing about Scottsdale is there are attractions. It isn't all just golf and eating in fine restaurants, although that's a big part of the Scottsdale experience. I've been to the Frank Lloyd Wright, Elias and West, then also the Museum of Contemporary Art. There are museums and interesting things to see and do.
Yeah, and I think that's what's so amazing there, because you think of it as a place to go and unwind and relax, and you can certainly do that. Just being out in the desert, you just immediately relax. But there are so many interesting things to do. Taliesin West, the Frank Lloyd Wright home, I found fascinating. I think we all did. I was saying to somebody, it was intriguing, interesting, and incredible. It was like going back in time in a way to hear about how he originated this place. And he was so ahead of his time. And it's definitely a must-see while you're in the Scottsdale area. Taliesin West, the Frank Lloyd Wright home and school that he originated there as his winter camp and winter getaway. Very smart man, very interesting man. And you leave there feeling very inspired, I think.
Yes, it was built in the early 30s. You have that whole Art Deco, that modernist look to architecture, and they still use it as a school today. So,
and you walk away with a whole new way of thinking and looking at things yourself after visiting there, because he tried to do everything just a little bit different and outside of the norm, and you walk away, you know, kind of thinking that way yourself. It's like, what can I do a little different? How can I think about things a little differently today? But I was really inspired and really enjoyed the Taliesin West. And also the art center down in Scottsdale was amazing, too. We were there on a Sunday around lunchtime, and they had a concert out in the park. Folks brought their blankets and were sitting on the lawn. An arts and crafts festival all around. That you could look at different artist wares, and then go inside the museum as well, which was just a beautiful, brand-new contemporary art museum. And
they converted an old movie theater to make another pavilion for the Museum of Contemporary Art. There's around 7-8 galleries, varying exhibits, some permanent, some rotational. Just gives you a nice afternoon, and as you mentioned, having the live music and the arts and crafts outdoors makes it a downtown experience that you can combine with Old Town Scottsdale, the Western Shops, the Antique District, the Fifth Avenue Antique District. It's an area of that you can walk around, and parking is free. Just north of the Four Seasons, around the Boulders Resort, is the El Pedregal Marketplace. Upscale shops that we toured around, had lunch at the cantina at El Pedregal, Mexican food, and that's an experience to be outside and wander. It's not an indoor mall, it's an outdoor multi-level mall in sort of a Moroccan castle atmosphere.
Really?
And very interesting shops, not with the kinds of things you see every day in the malls that you visit, but a lot of artworks, a lot of Native American wares, southwestern decor, and again, the food there, the Mexican restaurant. This is the real thing. I mean, the salsas. A lot of them were made from ingredients right in the deserts there. The prickly pear cactus is used in a lot of the salsas, and just delicious. That cantina restaurant. We had a wonderful lunch, and walking around there. And there was also the Heard Museum North.
Yeah, they have their North Branch,
which is very big in Phoenix as a Native American museum. But they also have the North Branch that you can wander through and visit. And they had an exhibit on how Native Americans have contributed to fashion, which was kind of interesting, showing the silver jewelry and the, how they used buttons and fringe and off-the-shoulder dresses. And so it's a you can easily spend a couple of hours there at the El Pedregal Marketplace as well.
Then the Heard North gives you that just that introduction to the southwestern Native culture, and can give you that overview to make you want to make a full day visit or a half day visit to the Heard's main branch down closer to downtown Phoenix, which has been in existence for over 70 years, and it's a must-see when you're in the Valley of the Sun. Sunday brunch was a highlight, I know, as well for you at the Hyatt Regency Gainey Ranch.
Oh, wow. I mean, get ready to eat like a king. Sorry you missed this one, Willem. You better
wow.
be hungry when you show up at the Hyatt. It was set up in the kitchen, the brunch area. They had about 5 different stations set up, anything you would want. They had a sushi bar, caviar, an area with prosciuttos and salamis. They were making fresh pastas in the pans, omelets, eggs Benedict in another station. And they even had a Bloody Mary bar set up, which I'd never seen before, where you could choose from, you know, a different mixes, salts, different horseradishes. I mean, it was just amazing. I thought the setting there was very beautiful. You go through the kitchen and get your food, and then you go out and sit by this little lake, which was very relaxing. It was a beautiful day, and beautiful
Golden
setting,
Swan Restaurant. Yo, yeah, beautiful day with the water outside. The patio overlooks the water. It's almost like taking a boat cruise without getting seasick. The Golden Swan Restaurant is called market style cuisine because, as you mentioned, you walk into the kitchen and you're introduced to the different serving stations by the executive chef, and everything is explained to you. So that Hyatt Regency Gainey Ranch for Sunday brunch runs around $35. And finally, for families, and you'd been there previously on another visit to Scottsdale, was Rawhide.
Oh, that is such a fun place. If you have children especially, you have to stop at Rawhide. It is really going back to an 1800s authentic Western town. They have live gunfight shows in the streets. The sheriff walks through the street and might grab you or your child and take him and put him in jail. It's really, you get to experience the Old West. And we got to experience a stagecoach ride.
Really?
They have a train that runs through as well, and they have horses for the kids to ride. And the big thing, Willem, you missed this, is we got to eat rattlesnake. And guess what? It tasted like chicken.
Oh, yeah.
It's breaded and it's fried, and you get the certificate of authenticity that you have actually tried rattlesnake. So you can have steak and ribs, sort of the rawhide steakhouse right on site. And there's a variety of around two dozen shops selling native Arizona handicrafts. And very nice area.
The shops
Why
are
is
great
that
there.
Everyone
the
refers to everything they don't understand as chicken? Why does everything taste like chicken?
That's why I had to say that. But the shops there, again, very interesting.
We got a break right now for commercial.
Okay.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue.
4411 for your big color catalog and free video all about the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower.
Tell me how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering your name. Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see it's out of control? Baby's got my heart and my baby's got my mind.
Sweet devils. The sounds. Welcome back to Travel World, segment number 3, here on Liberty Works Radio Network across America via satellite. I'm here with Stephen Pickford, Art Moskovic in studio, special guest Cynthia Forder still on the line, talking about Scottsdale, Arizona. And you were saying, just as we interrupted you to the break, Cynthia.
Well, we were just talking about rawhide, and I was just saying, with all the shows there and the shops, it's definitely another must-see while you're in the Scottsdale area. A wonderful place to spend a couple of hours, especially if you have children. And most of the hotels there we found are very child-friendly as well and have programs for kids so that their parents can relax during the day as well. So that's also something to keep in mind. It's a very family-friendly place, too.
There's a variety of events and different things you can do with families, and I think this is one thing that we were introduced to while in Scottsdale, is that you can spend half a day at the resort. You're playing golf, playing tennis, at the pool, at the spa, and there's a daily attraction that you can visit, such as shopping or rawhide, for instance, that you can do half and half, not just be stuck in one place right out in the middle of nowhere. There is that variety.
Exactly. It's just a wonderful place to visit, especially in the winter. And did you mention at the Four Seasons, Stephen, because I found this very interesting, that some of the rooms have garden showers even, which is unique, where you can actually walk out into a little courtyard, very private, right off of your room, and shower outside under the stars. And then they have
lovely
plunge pools as well.
They have private plunge pools. Those are the one-bedroom suites, which have the private pools, the outdoor shower, and they provide those suites with a telescope that you can check out the stars at night. The other rooms have the celestial charts, so you can sit on your balcony and see which stars you're looking at, because the sky is so clear. And
that's Arizona for you, eh?
Arizona desert sky. I know you'll be wanting to come back with us on our visit to Arizona next year, won't you, Cynthia?
Oh, definitely. I will be going back there as often as I possibly can. There's so many more places to see and visit around the area as well. Within a two-hour drive outside of Scottsdale, you can go up to Sedona, down to Tucson, and the scenery the entire way is just fabulous. Spectacular scenery, perfect weather, so you won't even mind a two-hour drive, and you could even head up to the Grand Canyon as well.
Scottsdale makes a great central point, a hub for those day trips and those explorations. Well, thanks for being part of our trip to Scottsdale this winter and for being part of the show today, Cynthia.
Well, thank you. It was a fabulous trip, and I would highly recommend it to everyone out there, whether you want to relax and be rejuvenated, sightsee, tour around. The Scottsdale area has it all.
And we're joined now on the line by Maria Paterik, who is the Director of Marketing for the Scottsdale Convention and Visitors Bureau. Good morning, Maria.
Hello, Stephen. How are you today?
Oh, doing great. Wish we were in Scottsdale taking in the sun, because it's one of the coldest winters here in the Northeast. There are minus 40 degrees wind chill factor, and it's minus 40 whether it's Fahrenheit or Celsius. It just means one thing. It is very cold. And some of the events, people wanting to plan in advance for a specific event, what are some of the things coming up over the next few months taking place in Scottsdale that would draw us there?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to head out to Barrett Jackson's classic car auction this morning. Wish you guys were here already. One of the world's greatest classic car auctions, and we're really looking forward to that. But in the coming weeks and months, in fact, for those possibly planning a trip in the short term, next weekend we've got the Phoenix Open in Scottsdale. And we are also going to have the Tradition at Desert Mountain in Scottsdale, another wonderful senior pro championship tournament. The Scottsdale All-Arabian Horse Show is coming up in February as well. And the Scottsdale JC's Parada del Sol Rodeo and Parade is a wonderful event.
I'm just reading about that now. This happens like beginning of February, does it not?
That's right. The JC's Parada del Sol is in the beginning of February. It's a week-long event, starting out with the world's longest horse-drawn parade and then a series of rodeo events.
There's a number of different things that have happened in the Scottsdale tourism scene over the past few years. People who have not visited, let's say for half a dozen years or so, they return to Scottsdale. What is new in the area that they must see or must include in their visit?
Well, we have a wonderful variety of activities. As Cynthia and Vic were telling you, there's just an enormous array of arts and cultural activities, really portraying the spirit of Scottsdale and the heritage of the Old West, and the Native American culture is really integrated in all the wonderful restaurants, the art attractions, the architecture throughout the area. We have had quite a bit of growth in the hotel product as well, which offers the Canadian visitors a wonderful variety of accommodations in Scottsdale, from the super luxury resorts, as you all experienced at the Four Seasons, that's our newest property, to some of our more moderately priced lodgings in all types of categories, from very quaint inns and suite-type properties for extended stays, to the normal hotels that you would find with southwestern character and wonderful architecture.
And what would, if some, you have one of your own visitors, one of your own family were to come to Scottsdale, what would you ensure that they had to see? What would really stands out as being part, really, the Scottsdale experience for you?
Well, for me, I grew up in New York, so when my family comes to visit, some of the things that I make sure they take advantage of are everything that we do is outdoor. Scottsdale is a year-round destination in terms of its wonderful climate with an average temperature of about 70 degrees. And what I usually like to make sure our visitors enjoy are the outdoor experiences, from the river rafting to hot air ballooning. The desert jeep tours are just magnificent. And I really like to have them explore the Sonoran Desert, which is the second most diverse ecosystem in the world, and really is such a unique experience, especially with our great climate, that I would definitely make sure that our visitors get out here and enjoy our Sonoran Desert.
It's great for bird watching, and there's even an exhibit at the airport called Arizona Bizarre and Beautiful Bugs. There's apparently more different insects and different varieties of snakes. It's a nature paradise and a vista, a panoramic vista that unlike anything else you'll see in North America.
Absolutely. What I enjoy most, I live in North Scottsdale, and I just love waking up in the morning and seeing the coyotes roaming around in our area. One morning I woke up and saw two coyotes with a pack of their four cubs right out my back window. We have jackrabbits and javelina, such unique wildlife, and the flora is just magnificent as well. Do you know that the Sonoran Desert is the lushest desert in the world?
The largest desert in the world.
Now, that
people would think like the Gobi Desert or the Sahara, but the Sonoran is the largest desert in the world. That's something.
Actually, Stephen, it was the lushest, the most lush.
The luscious.
Yes.
Lush.
It is.
Just like.
We like that word, luscious.
Lush, just like in Hawaii. Lush. Lush, not large. Well, that works for me. Scottsdale doesn't have to be expensive either.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we have some wonderful values for our Canadian visitors. I'd love to tell you about our Canadian Cactus Days, which takes place every November through April. especially in the last couple of years, wanting to help you all with the exchange rate. We have offered discounts on discount booklets, which can be picked up at any of our convention and visitors bureaus or the Arizona Office of Tourism, and or you can call us, Scottsdale Convention and Visitors Bureau, to receive your Canadian Cactus Days value book. It includes discounts on cars and dinner and hotel. It's a wonderful opportunity, and the variety of our properties is a, offer wonderful values as well.
And what number would that be as we wrap up the hour?
We'd love to have you call the Scottsdale Convention and Visitors Bureau at 1-888-94-SUN. That's 888-9-FORSUN.
Okay, sounds good to me. Maria Pateric from the Scottsdale Convention and Visitors Bureau. We loved our visit to Scottsdale, and we want to be back. Thanks for joining us this morning on Travel World.
Thank you. We look forward to having you back.
Thank you. Well, another week comes to a close here on Travel World, coming up to the hour. Next week, we'll be learning more about Midwest Express Airlines with Lisa Bailey, and we'll be talking to Lauren Garvey from Hertz about how the Never Lost Global Positioning System actually works.
Oh, I'd love to see that, gee.
Very interesting.
You bet, the global positioning. Well, we've got basically 30 seconds before we're off, Steve, so what's next?
Well, that next week we learn more about Midwest Express and Hertz, and looking down 2 weeks down the road, Cyprus with Melanie Reppes. That's next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, for the Travel World Radio Show across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm R. Moskovic.
And this is Christina.
Say hi.
Hi.
That was Christina.
Have a good week.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.